Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning. Rock.
Un der.
That's the fancy way. That's the fancy hunter. Un der.
Oui, oui. That means I'm French, though. I don't know.
You don't want to be French. French are the worst. By the way, hello to all of our French listeners out there. I don't know. I just French people seem like dicks. I'm just gonna say it. All right. You know.
Yeah.
They don't like us, and we don't like them.
I never had an encounter.
You wasted time talking to a Frenchman. Baguette.
You didn't get choked out by some French guy.
Some thin wrist Frenchman. Come on, get out of here. What are you talking about? Yeah. I will choke you with my tiny French hands. Anyway, I don't know. Like, I've never met a French person in my life.
Exactly.
And I'm like, yeah, screw you, French.
Right.
It's something about
them. You're the nicest people ever.
Something about them. Isn't it the French guy in National Lampoon's European Vacation, the real jerk? Yeah,
he's
the French one. Yeah, so that's good enough.
So you're basing the entire French off of that one character from
good enough.
National Lampoon's.
You look at a lot of French people in movies. They're usually... not good. They're usually jerks. Okay, so I think it's fair to say,
ladies and gentlemen, Brock is very opinionated, and sometimes his opinion comes from absolutely nowhere.
No.
Pops in his head sometimes.
This is rooted in facts and points.
Is it?
Yes. I mean,
we'll go with that.
Everything I know about French people is from cinema. And that's all I need to know. Oh, oui. Speak of French and Italiano.
Go to sleep.
All right. What do we got to do? Oh, we got to do rock news and rock history. Let's do that right now. My God.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car.
You ain't
going
to be breathing easy here a little bit.
Yeah, a little Frenchman comes here. I'll choke you. Get out of here. Owner John Van Lanning and his crew are going to get you taken care of back on the road quickly and safely. Check them out. AIR, Advanced Import Repair. Mm-hmm. Well, the Gallagher brothers have sniped at each other in the press for years, but maybe that's because the Oasis co-founders haven't seen each other in person to do it. Liam told Esquire, quote, "The last time I saw Noel was at a soccer match about 10 years ago.
Jeez, dude.
It's a shame, isn't it? The good times outweigh the bad times. I think it's best to just leave it at that." The brothers still have business dealings together and formed a production company last year to release the Oasis Nebworth 1996 documentary. But it seems like all those dealings have been handled through intermediaries, so other people. Liam has been convinced the past years that the Oasis reunion is just around the corner. But in this interview, he seems a little less confident. He said, quote, "I like to think Oasis will get back together, but not this week. The door is ajar on everything. I wouldn't be surprised if space aliens landed tomorrow. I wouldn't be surprised if they were already here. I wouldn't be surprised if God walks among us. I wouldn't be surprised by all sorts." Okay.
Wow.
Oasis split up in 2009. That's pretty, I mean, these guys are brothers, and they were
it's
notorious.
Sad. So here's the thing. We all have feuds, and I don't really don't know what the feud is. You know, it could be pretty significant. But 10 years, man, there's got to be a time where you're like, all right, hey,
we've done a lot. Yeah.
You know, we've done a lot. We're brothers, for God's sakes. Can we just kind of figure out a common ground?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, even with the infighting, like my brother and I fought, but I, you know, it's like, all right, you grow
up.
Yeah,
it takes a while. I get it. People go through things, you know, but there's got to be a time in your life where you're like, hey, you know, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Life's too short.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, and not just for them and their well-being as family, for us as fans too. Like, my God, we went from having Oasis to like thinking that it would never, ever be. And it's like, no, you guys don't do that to us.
Dude, imagine being at like the first Oasis concert and like halfway through, just all of a sudden both guitars drop or instruments drop and it's just like a hockey fight.
Yeah, it's pretty much what it was. That's pretty much what it was. So anyway, but maybe, possibly in our lifetime, we will see an Oasis reunion. Liam seems to think so. So that's half
What's
of the
What's the over and under on this?
What was the odds for Rich Strike, that horse? 80-1? Maybe that's what it is?
Probably 80-1.
We have Rich Strike odds is what we have. So anyway. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Going back to May 17th, 1969, The Who released the album Tommy in the United States. And this is an interesting album because it was the fourth studio album released by the band. And it is a rock opera. It's a concept album. And what I mean by that is that it tells the story of the titular character, Tommy Walker, who was a deaf, dumb, and blind boy. You may remember him being sung about in Pinball Wizard. He's a pinball wizard. It has to be. You know it. So it's a full album, concept album, about this character, Tommy. They even took the whole story of Tommy and the Who album to Broadway with it. They made
a musical. Not the most familiar with that album, to be honest with you.
You'd know the songs, obviously. Like, well, obviously you have Pinball Wizard on there, and then what was it? Amazing Journey. You have God. What's the other ones on there? Hold on. Sorry. Wait. Snooze. Stop. This is going real well. I'm Free, We're Not Gonna Take It, and See Me, Feel Me, which is... See me, feel me.
We don't need you to sing it. Okay.
Touch me, heal me. So you know the songs if you heard them with me singing. But it's a great album. If you have a chance to listen to it front to back, you can kind of see how the story's all put together on that. All right. Well, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced in Port Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. We'll be back.